This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 27th. God's word for you today is the miracles. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, and it says, "And here I am, your invited guest. It's incredible. I enter your house. Here I am, prostrate in your inner sanctum, waiting for directions to get me safely through enemy lines." When you stand and you say to God, "Here I am available," the third thing that happens is that you see the miracles you never thought you would see. Moses is a classic example. Exodus chapter 3 verse 4 says, "When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, 'Moses, Moses,' and Moses said, 'Here I am.'" Moses' response, in other words, was, "Here I am available, your boy is here." And Moses thought, "Available," had a lot of questions. It is okay to have questions. You can say to God, "Here I am, but I have questions. I do not understand this." Moses asked God four main questions. Question one, "Who am I?" Question two, "Who are you?" "If they ask me who sent you, what would I say?" Then Moses was concerned about them, about people. "What will people say? What about them?" God did not slap Moses or shut him up. God did not say, "I am sending you and you're worried about people." God addressed Moses' questions. Moses' fourth question was, "What about this stammering, this speech impediment? What about the fact that I cannot even talk? Public speaking is not my thing." God is amazing. God answered all of Moses' questions. Doubt is not a problem by itself. Your doubt is the very reason you should engage God. What if Moses had walked away from the bush? Remember, the bush was stationary and it was not going to chase Moses. What if Moses had walked away from that bush? The truth is that he would have missed the miracles that he should have seen in his life. He would have missed the miracle of bringing water out of the rock. Moses would have missed the miracle of turning Nile into blood, the miracle of parting the Red Sea by raising his rod, the miracle of manna, the miracle of the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. He would have missed the miracle of the Ten Commandments, seeing God's finger writing. He would have missed the miracle of delivering the entire nation of Israel. He would have missed uncountable miracles. But simply because he showed up, simply because he said, "Here I am," he experienced so many miracles of God. Now, the tough question for you is, what miracles might you be missing because you are where you want to be and not where God wants you to be? The truth is, where you want to be is where you are in control, in charge. But that is not where the miracles happen. Miracles happen outside of your comfort zone, outside of your control. Let us pray. Father, here I am. My doubts and my questions, guide me in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.